Hi everyone. This week's parsha is Parshas Truma, and Parshas Truma discusses the construction of the Mishkan and the details of the construction of the kelim that would be used in the Mishkan. And there's a beautiful kliyakar that discusses some of the details of three kelim in particular, and the way that they were made, and some really important lessons that we could learn from it. So he's talking about the Aron and the Shulchan and the Mizbeach HaZahav. And what's common about these three kelim, something that they share in common in their construction, is that they all have a gold crown, a Zer Zahav, around their perimeter. And he says that this golden crown is corresponding to the three kesarim that are discussed in Pirkei Avos, the Keser Torah, the Keser Kehuna, and the Keser Malchus. So the Aron corresponds to the Keser Torah, and the Shulchan corresponds to the Keser Malchus, and the Mizbeach HaZahav corresponds to the Keser Kehuna. And these three kelim have something interesting about the measurements about the way they were made. So the Aron was constructed with the following dimensions. It was 2.5 amos long, 1.5 amos wide, and 1.5 amos tall. So all of its measurements were included half amos in the measurements. In contrast to the Shulchan, whose measurements were 2 amos long, 1 amos wide, and 1.5 amos high. So we see that its length and width were complete amos, no halves, but its height was a half, included a half amos. Contrast again with the Mizbeach HaKetores, which was 1 amma squared, 1 amma its length, 1 amma its width, and 2 amos tall. So all of its measurements were complete measurements. And so the Kliyakar explains from this, and I'm kind of working backwards from the way he explains it. So we'll look at the Mizbeach HaKetores first. He says the Mizbeach HaKetores, which corresponds to the Kesar Shel Kehuna, is the purpose of the Mizbeach is to be mashlim a person. When a person is missing something, he did something and he needs a kapara for it. So the Ketores is able to complete the person and help him to get his kapara and restore what's lacking in him. And so that's why all the measurements are complete measurements, one by one by two, because the purpose of the Mizbeach is to bring completion to the person in an area that he's lacking. The Shulchan, which represents Keser Malchus, represents the gashmias that a person has in their life. And so the width and the length of the Shulchan are complete. And that's because a person should look at his gashmias as Yeshli Kol, I have everything I need. There's not more to be attained. So those measurements are complete. He's finished. What he has is enough, and he doesn't need more. The height, however, is a half amma, includes a half amma, because a person should not even try to attain his complete satisfaction in his gashmias. He should be able to stop himself and say, no, I have enough, even if he feels like there could be more to attain. So it's representing that he's not fulfilling his taivos, to their utter satisfaction. And then the Aron, which represents the Keser Torah, the ruchnius of a person, the shleimus hamidos of a person, is something that a person should never feel like he's fully attained, like he's fully finished. And so that's why all the measurements of the Aron are are incomplete. They're all half amos, because a person should always feel like, I need to do more, I can do more, I need to grow more, and I can accomplish more. And always there's always room for growth, and there's always room to be better. And these are amazing lessons that we can learn from the Kelim of the Mishkan and hopefully apply to our lives. Have a great Shabbos.